New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Hypothalamic Amenorrhea Podcast. I'm Dani Sharif, your host, certified fertility awareness practitioner, functional nutrition counselor, and founder of the HA Society, and of course, an HA recovery coach who has walked where you currently are walking. This is the place to come if you care about getting your period regularly. This podcast aims to educate, inform, and keep you motivated on your period and HA recovery track. So let's dive in. But last thing, nothing on the show should be taken as medical advice, so please seek the advice of your physician. So over a year ago, I created something called the 7-Day HA Recovery Commitment Challenge, and I've been running it for over a year. It was this free email-based challenge, so lots of reading, but you would get an email every day for 7 days to help you overcome and tackle the different but important areas that you need to be checking off in order to get your period back. Now, over time, I have collected some really great feedback, and upon working with all of these wonderful, amazing women, really started to learn even more about what works and what doesn't. And so I'm excited to be introducing to you guys the updated version. It's called the 7-Day HA Recovery Kickoff, and it is totally designed to help you not just commit to the process and have all of your ducks in a row in terms of important factors that need to be tackled and issues that need to be overcome in order to get your period, but the whole thing is now based in video. So you can listen/watch, and every day for 7 days, we will tackle nutrition. There's actually 2 days of that because it's so big. We'll tackle lifestyle, we'll tackle exercise, your support network, your mindset game. Each video goes from anywhere between 12 minutes and 5 minutes, so it's not very long, but you'll get all of the most important areas and the best tips and strategies for how to implement them. Because I know that going through recovery is hard. There's always an area for each person that is a little bit difficult to execute on. And so the goal, or maybe a lot difficult. So the goal of this challenge is to help you have the awareness, the self-awareness, and the tools and strategies you need to overcome each of the different issues that AHA recovery faces for us. So get on it. It's great if you're at the very beginning of recovery or if you're halfway through. I mean, we never know how far through we are until it's over, do we? But no matter where you're at, it can be a really good opportunity to check in and look for blind spots and areas where you might be dropping the ball in your nutrition, in your lifestyle, in, you know, maybe it's your support network that's a problem. Maybe exercise is something that you are still struggling with making changes to. So check it out. Go to thehasociety.com/7-day-challenge, or the link will be on the website. So it may be in the show notes of this show. It may not be. Just go to thehasociety.com and you'll find it in the footer, or you'll find it in the pop-up that happens when you visit the page. And we will see you for day one of the challenge.
Hey, just because you're not really, really thin doesn't mean you might not have hypothalamic amenorrhea. It is not exclusive to lose your period just because you're underweight. Right, like you can be what is deemed a quote unquote normal body weight and have hypothalamic amenorrhea, which is the absence of your menstrual cycle, right? So if you've lost your period, but you're like, no, everyone's telling me I'm not that thin. My doctor said, no, that's just for people who are, right? not true. So basically, you, if you have any history in general of dieting, of extensive exercise, so maybe like 4, 5, 6, 7 days a week exercise, you're pairing that with a calorie deficit, you may have lost something like 5 pounds, 10 pounds, but like you're not underweight, right? You can still lose your period. Here's the thing. This is an energy in, energy out issue. For some of us, it's genetic in that you have a higher genetic predisposition to lose your menstrual cycle due to 5 pounds of weight loss than maybe someone else. That's okay. That's you. There's nothing wrong with you. That's a decision that your body is making so that you can be as healthy as possible. That's it. Like, that's just, it's doing it for your own good. So some people's bodies may choose to downregulate. It might start showing up, you know, as hypothyroidism. It might start showing up as digestive issues. It might start showing up as Raynaud's syndrome, cold hands and feet, getting sick all the time. And for you, one of the first or only symptoms might be losing your menstrual cycle. So when we enter into essentially caloric deficit, right? Regular exercise, not eating enough, it sends a signal to our brain that we don't have energy coming in, we have too much energy going out, and we need to start shutting down bodily functions so that we can survive and prioritize things like digestion, like heart pumping, like lungs breathing, like a brain working, all that stuff. So there's actually nothing extremely specific to people who are very underweight. It's just that you see it and hear about it more in people who are underweight. So there's that old, I mean, I don't know if you guys had this growing up, but I certainly did, where people would be like, oh, gymnasts just don't get their period because they're training so much. And like, that's okay. No, it's not okay, right? The gymnasts are these strong, athletic, like specimens of the human body, right? But I mean, it's so common for them to lose their menstrual cycles because they look really healthy and they're performing such a strenuous sport. No, your ability to perform a strenuous sport actually has nothing to do with your body's ability to produce hormones optimally, right? Hear me out. So you might be like, I'm confused. I'm fit. I'm this athlete. I'm strong. I have muscle. I lift weights. I do whatever. I'm not like starving myself. Well, are you sure you're not? Or are you actually like tracking your macros and you eat low fat, high carb, high protein? Or are you actually like, you just feel like you don't starve yourself because you eat the same amount as all of your friends do, but like actually just none of your friends are really eating enough to support the amount of activity you're doing? And have you told yourself that you just don't actually do that much activity and you just don't deserve to eat enough food for it? It doesn't matter how much you weigh. Any amount of weight loss, essentially, because you've been over-exercising and under-eating and you probably have other stresses on top, can cause you to lose your menstrual cycle. It is not exclusive to women who are underweight. So there's that.
Y'all, we have been trying to record this for like 30 minutes. So here we go. Take 580. Hey, did you know that we support people with HA, low progesterone, anovulation, short luteal phases, and all of the types of challenges that come up with infertility?
Danny and I are practitioners that have helped hundreds of women beat HA, regain fertility, and get pregnant naturally.
Mm-hmm. We are here to break the status quo of spending tens of thousands of dollars on IVF treatments for women who have issues that can absolutely be solved naturally.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. So we do this with our signature program that restores ovulation to regain healthy menstrual cycles. And if you're ready, get pregnant completely naturally.
Mm-hmm. On top of our one-on-one sessions, our fertility program even includes a styling session with Samantha Dawn, who is a body positive stylist. She's also our personal stylist.
Yes.
And an expert in helping you to dress your new and nourished body.
This is so important that we don't even need to convince you on how important this is. We want you to relearn how to nourish your body, claim your fertility, and feel confident in your clothes as your body changes. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be painful.
No, yeah, exactly right. It doesn't have to be painful. With a little bit of guidance and support, you can absolutely do this. So if getting your cycle back and if feeling good about the process, if getting pregnant naturally is something you want to do, if you don't want to spend tens of thousands of dollars on medical treatment for something that you don't have to, we have just the place for you to go. So go to thehasociety.com/coaching to learn more about who we are, what we do, and apply today.
Yeah. We looked forward to supporting you.
That was good. Do you like that one?
Yeah, okay. I do like that one. That one's way more us.
Yeah. Boom. There you go.
Okay. I have some notes here too. So the reason I wanted to make this video is because a lot of people will hold on to this whole, like, I'm not underweight thing as a reason to not recover and not take this path. It's fear-based, it's understandable, but please know this, right? Listen to this. If you are 5'2 and 110 pounds, you are lean. This is not like, oh, I'm in a normal body. Like, you are lean. If you're 5'4 and 140 pounds, you are lean, right? So I want to call that out, because I'll commonly have people be like, hey, I'm like actually kind of overweight. Like, I'm a normal weight. I shouldn't have a J. I'll be like, how tall are you? What's your body weight? Like, show me a picture. Like, what's your body fat percentage? Be like, girlfriend, this is not just a normal body, right? Like, you are lean. So we have convinced ourselves that we're not even that small. So some of us also need to, like, it's a bit delulu, right? We really are telling ourselves we're overweight, we're carrying too much body fat, because we've lost perspective. We're starting to get used to what we see in the mirror. We're starting to get addicted to the weight loss. And now we've convinced ourselves that we have plenty of excess body fat and that this shouldn't be a problem. It's not always about that. I understand there is an element of like, no, I definitely have body fat. It's weird that my body doesn't feel safe. Well, it might be holding on to that because it's all you've left it. You're eating just enough to maintain the body fat. That's a decision your body decided to make. It was like, we're keeping this because if the food that we have coming in now stops, we're going to need that, right? But we're still going to shut down our menstrual cycle because we don't need to be getting pregnant right now. Makes sense, right? So I just encourage you to look yourself in the eyes, in the mirror, and say, am I questioning this because of my weight? Am I trying to talk myself out of this because it doesn't make sense? I'm not that thin, but actually I'm like 5'4 and 140 pounds. I'm 5'8 and 150 pounds, right? Knowing that I had HA at a higher body weight than that. I probably had HA at 5'4 and 150 pounds, right? Took a while. I had to sit there for a while. It took a while to get above that. I had to sit there for a while to get it back. A lot of us have to sit at a significantly higher body weight in order to heal and get through that process. So please stop gaslighting yourself into believing that you are not capable of having HA because you're not thin enough, all right? If you resonate with this, great. Please like and subscribe. If you are listening to this, watching this on the day it comes out, I want you to know that we do have a Restore Your Fertility training coming up because we have the next Restore Your Fertility group program, which is our 10-week group program where we help women go from HA to pregnancy or just HA to recovery. That's some people's goal. So I'm doing a free training, the HA Infertility Solution. It is coming up on April 9th at 3:30 p.m. in the afternoon. I'm going to walk you guys through case studies, people we've helped recover, how long it took for them to recover, the tools and strategies that you need to have in place at a bare minimum to do recovery by yourself, nutrition, exercise requirements, tracking your progress type requirements. I do this training pretty much every time we open the program. But I'll do like a little bit of a different spiel on it. It gets a bit better every single time, a bit more informative. So if you haven't been to the training before, now is your chance. The link is in the bio or go, sorry, the description, or go to thehasociety.com/fertility training and sign up for that thing. I hope this was helpful. I'll see you guys next week, for, I don't know, a Q&A or something like that.
Hey there, it's me, Danny, and I want to tell you about Temp Drop as a fertility awareness method tracking option. So many of you guys know that we actually recommend the fertility awareness method both as you're going through recovery and 100% after you have gotten some cycles back and you're starting to move forward for the rest of your reproductive years. So Temp Drop itself is a wearable fertility monitor, and we love it. It's a wearable device, so you put it around your arm and you can use that instead of taking your temperature manually with a thermometer each morning. So I'm personally a big fan of the manual tracking. All of us at the HA Society are, and that's the method that we use, you know, just using a good old thermometer. We use that with our clients because it's the best way to use it as a diagnostic tool, as a practitioner. And it's also the best way to ensure if you're trying to avoid pregnancy that you don't get pregnant. However, manual temping for many reasons is just not always an option. When you're in the middle of recovery, again, we do recommend manual temping, but once you're cycling, the Temp Drop is actually a really great hack. So it gives you basically everything you need to effortlessly track your fertility status, like where you are in your monthly cycle. So you wear the Temp Drop sensor while you're sleeping for accurate basal body temperature readings without the stress of early morning wake-ups. So I personally love this because with a toddler, my wake-up times are all over the place and the occasional sleep disruptions make using an oral thermometer a lot more difficult. So Temp Drop's accompanying charting app enables you to track an array of symptoms alongside your basal body temperature. This includes tracking your cervical mucus if you've been using OPKs, and then it also gives you sleep insights too. So you can combine these fertility signs all in one place, and that will help you identify your fertile window, confirm ovulation, plan for your period, and if you're trying to get pregnant, you know, identify whether or not you are pregnant. So whether you're trying to conceive or avoiding pregnancy, or you want to chart for health reasons, like HA recovery, making sure your cycle's not slipping back in the HA direction, Temp Drop makes fertility awareness accessible to all women, even if you don't have regular cycles or sleeping patterns. So track your ovulation in real time with the Temp Drop, and we are lucky enough to have a 15% off code. So if you go to their website, they're usually having a sale, but you can stack this code on top of the existing code. So just go to tempdrop.thehasociety.com and use the code AFHASociety. I think too, if you just go to tempdrop.com and use AFHASociety at the checkout, that will work too. So happy temping and good luck.
This episode is brought to you by Grassland Nutrition Beef Liver Capsules. Did you know that in terms of nutrient density, beef liver actually blows vegetables and fruits out of the water? If you're a client of mine, you have already been instructed to eat beef liver either fresh or in capsule form. I recommend it for anyone and everyone who is, of course, dealing with amenorrhea and fertility challenges out there, but I may even recommend it for just everyone in general. Get your husbands on it, get your partners on it. If you have a history of HA and add on top of that maybe a history of the pill, maybe you've been pregnant before, you know, through treatments or other, like you've just, your body's been through anything, you know, you're absolutely 100% dealing with a nutrient deficiency of some kind. And while it's true that testing is going to be the best way to understand those exact deficiencies, eating nutrient-dense, real food is going to be one of the most important next steps that you take with or without testing. So I've been using and recommending Grassland Nutrition Beef Liver Capsules for years now. And the capsule form makes it so easy to get your liver in every day. And I appreciate the transparency of this product in particular above others. So in case you're wondering, it's completely natural. This is freeze-dried beef liver in capsules. It's organic. It's made from Australian beef. And my favorite of their products is the liver with kelp because of the iodine from the kelp, which is important for overall thyroid function, which is often low in women with underperforming hormones. So rather than eat seaweed snacks every day, I get to take this beef liver with the kelp for my iodine. So if you're recovering or working on a fertility journey right now, do not skimp the nutrient rich source of beef liver. Get 10% off your order with the HA Society and support your favorite podcast along the way. They ship to most countries, so you should be covered. Just go to grasslandnutrition.net and use HA Society, just HA Society, at the checkout for the 10% off. That's grasslandnutrition.net with the code HA Society.
Thank you so much for listening today, guys. Please subscribe to the podcast, and if you could head to iTunes specifically and leave a rating or review, that would help so much because it makes it easier for other people with HA who are Googling around to find the podcast really easily. So if you do that, you're doing a service to all of the women.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.